Light of the Bhagavat, verse 17. When the clouds appear in the sky, the peacock begins to dance in ecstasy, just as a sincere soul becomes overwhelmed with joy upon the appearance of a saint at one's house. The duty of sages and saints is to go from door to door and thus enlighten the householders in spiritual knowledge. Householder life is compared to a dark well. In a dark well, the frog cannot see the free light of the open sky. The dark well of householder life kills the soul. One should therefore get out of it so that one may see the light of spiritual vision. Saints and sages mercifully try to uplift fallen souls from the dark well of householder life. An enlightened householder therefore takes pleasure in the appearance of such saints and sages at one's house. The mind of the householder, who is a conditioned soul, is always disturbed by the threefold miseries of material life. Everyone wants to be happy in one's householder life, but the laws of nature do not allow one to become happy in material existence, which is like a spontaneous forest fire. In this age of Kali, as described before, people in general no longer take pleasure in the presence of saints and sages, nor are they interested in spiritual enlightenment. The saints and sages, however, take all risks to propagate the message of Godhead. Lord Jesus Christ, Thakur Haridas, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and many such sages risk their life to propagate the message of Godhead. Self-realized saints and sages take such risks for the spiritual enlightenment of the people in general. They do not take vows of silence meant to win cheap glory from the ignorant mass of people. God is satisfied only when His devotees take all sorts of risk to propagate His glories. Such devotees are unafraid of the difficult journey to cross the ocean of nescience, for they are always anxious for the welfare of the fallen souls who are attached to the false enjoyment of materialistic life, in which they forget their eternal relation with God. It is the duty of the saints and sages to enlighten the fallen souls, and reciprocally, it is the duty of the householder to receive the saints and sages cordially, just as the peacock dances in ecstasy at the presence of the clouds in the sky. The fire of threefold miseries experienced by materialistic men can be extinguished only by the cloud of mercy of the saints and sages, who can pour down the water of transcendental messages in order to put an end to the miseries of the householders.